Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. And please promise me to stick around until the end of this video because this week's guitars are elite. You will see and hear and feel what this week's weekly guitar meeting is all about. I want to start with an extremely rare guitar made by one of the fathers of the German double top guitar making school, Gernot Wagner. And you can rarely find these guitars because nobody wants to sell it. And this guitar is one of his, not first guitars, but the pre-double top guitars that he was building. This guitar is a lattice braced guitar from 1992, made by Gernot Wagner. And the interesting point about this guitar is the sound is not that far from a double top guitar of Gernot Wagner. So you can clearly hear and feel that he knew already in 1992 what he wants to build. And this very special guitar by Gernot Wagner comes with a spruce top and amazing looking Madagascar rosewood back and sides. I won't talk a lot. Let's see how this guitar sounds. I mean, have you ever heard a lattice braced guitar with this amount of tone separation and clarity? This is one of the first points that I noticed. It's a lattice braced guitar by Gernot Wagner, but the tones are not nasal. It's very well separated. You can clearly hear every tone and interval, and the guitar is responding very fast. It's a very powerful guitar and it projects also very well. I noticed that when one of my colleagues was trying this guitar and I was in another room and I could hear the guitar so clear. And let's play more on it. Doesn't sound like a lattice braced guitar. And also I noticed that the tones are very well balanced. So the loudness between the tones if you play a chord is the same. Very compact. Well, this guitar is very, very impressive. And I mean, I had tried some newer Gernot Wagner guitars, but I didn't try a Gernot Wagner guitar from 1992. And this guitar offers a lot, and it's different than the double top. It's lattice braced, but it has some incredible good qualities of a traditional guitar, but it has the response and the projection of a like modern lattice braced guitar. Well, I'm very curious, what do you hear from your speakers or headphones, and what's your opinion about the sound of this Gernot Wagner guitar? As I told you already, stick around until the end of the video, because we have some delicious guitars this week. And the next guitar that is going to give us headaches, because it's so special, is made by one of the biggest Spanish guitar makers, José Luis Romaníos. And I have had some José Luis Romaníos guitars in my hands, and this is, I think, one of the most beautiful ones that I had in the recent years. And this guitar is from 1984. And the special thing about, I mean, every José Luis Romaníos guitar is special, but I like the look of this guitar. Maybe it's also because of this amazing looking Brazilian rosewood with this decorative element in the middle of the back of the guitar, and also the Brazilian rosewood on the sides looks amazing on this guitar. Somehow if I tap on the sides of the guitar, I hear a very, how should I say it? A very crunchy tone, a very dry, crunchy tone. And the wood is resonating and it's very loud. It's like I touch the wood very carefully and very quiet or soft, but the tone which is coming out is very responsive and loud. And this guitar has the number 623, and the name of this guitar is La Pajez. José Luis Romaníos was giving his guitars like different names. I would say I will stop to talk and I will let the guitar sing a few songs for you. This is heart melting, this sound. This guitar is truly singing. It's like if Maria Callas would transform herself in a guitar, I think this would be that guitar. Thank you. It's like that my arrangement has suddenly a new color. Suddenly there are some doors are opened to new possibilities when I'm playing this piece. You can find, by the way, the arrangement, the scores in the video description if you are interested in. It's a Persian piece, and this guitar is, I don't know, help me to describe this guitar. One last piece. Well, it was a José Luis Romanos guitar, La Pajes, from 1984. Let's move to the next guitar. This guitar is made by a guitar luthier whose guitars are being played by many, many big-name concert classical guitarists, such as Mateusz Kowalski or Alexander Whittingham, because his guitars are special. Very, very well projecting guitars, forward going sound, loud, but at the same time very well balanced and colorful. It's made by the British guitar luthier Philip Woodfield. Do you know that name, or is it new to you? I guess not. And this guitar is from 2013. It's the Grand Concert Lattice model. It has the number 339. And the guitar has a spruce top and very beautiful cocobolo back and sides. Very dark, very strong color. And we have also a little sound port here. Maybe you can see it in this camera. And I'm not sure if this is like a monitor so that you can hear yourself better, or is it a sound port that contributes to the overall sound of the guitar. But as many classical guitarists play Philip Woodfield guitars in chamber music, I guess that this is like a monitor. So Philip Woodfield has built this so that you can hear yourself better if you are doing music with other people. And let's see how this guitar sounds. Extraordinary sounding guitar. It is so loud, first of all, but it sounds at the same time very natural. It's not unnatural loud. You have all the tone separation that you need. You can hear every tone. It's very clear, and it's resonating so well. What a sustain! Like I wanted to say Ferrari, but yeah, maybe it is Ferrari or Maserati. I don't know. What I want to say that it's responding so well and so fast, and it's exploding, you know. But the most interesting point is everything sounds still very natural. You can find, by the way, the scores for the arrangement in the video description if you're interested in. Let's play a last piece on this guitar, because we have still two very good sounding guitars. What a week! So it was a Philip Woodfield guitar from 2013, and let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar of this week is a very interesting, interesting sounds like very experimental. It's not experimental. It's a very precise and beautifully made Taurus model guitar by John Ray from Granada. And I love John Ray's guitars, because every time, I mean, I didn't play so many guitars by John Ray, I think probably two or three, but every time I was impressed. Every guitar has a very special tone and character. It's like every time that he's building a guitar, either if it's his own model or a copy or replica or homage, the guitar sounds like he exactly knew what he wants to achieve, and he is able to achieve that. And this guitar is a Taurus model from 2023. It has the number 268, and you can see all the beautiful decorative elements of these guitars, such as the rosette and the purflings. And this guitar comes with spruce top and flamed maple back and sides, and a typical Taurus head. And the body of the guitar is thinner compared to full-sized normal guitar, classical guitars. The guitar is very light, and the sound is very impressive. I have played already a few tones on it, and let's see how it sounds. Sorry. It's funny. Sometimes you play one chord and that chord tells you everything. Okay, let's continue. It's insane. You know what is typical Torres sound? It's a very clean sound. I wanted to use the word dry, but dry might sound negative, but I don't mean it at all like that. By dry, I mean that every tone has his own voice, and it's very, very clear. If you play melodies or chords, every tone has the same loudness, the same intensity, and everything is going forward. So it's a loud guitar. Maybe if you play a lattice-braced guitar, you think in the first moment, oh, this is louder. But in fact, the Torres guitar is at the end louder because the tone is going very forward. So people who are sitting in front of the guitar will hear the tone of a Torres guitar or Torres models much more clear than lattice braced guitars or any guitar or double top, I guess. It would be a nice comparison, but we need many people, we need a big hall, and we need Torres, double top, and lattice braced guitars. A lot of work. And yeah, let's play more on it. What an impressive guitar. I mean, it's the same for every guitar of this week. Let me know what you think. I'm a bit out of words and I have the feeling that I'm repeating myself again and again, but the guitars allow me to do it. And yeah, it was a John Ray guitar, Torres model from 2023. A very lightweight guitar with a slightly thinner guitar body, and at least the sides are thinner, and yeah, let me know what you think about the sound of this guitar, and let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is made by the German guitar luthier Gerold Karl Hannerbach, who was very popular in the 60s to the 80s. He has built many concert classical guitars for a lot of soloists, and his guitars have been also played on big stages by very good artists. And this guitar is from 1978, and it has the number 432. It's in a very good condition. It comes with a spruce top and Indian, or very beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. Sustain. It means very singing tone, I guess. Yeah. Colorful guitar. So the overall character of this guitar is very bright. It's a, of course, traditionally built guitar. It's from 1978. But I think it has a very good intensity in the basses. So it's quite powerful. Character is, of course, very traditional. Bright tone, clean sound, and sharp. It's cutting through. We had also in the last week's weekly guitar meeting a guitar made by Gerold Karl Hannabach, and it might be interesting for you to compare these two guitars. You just have to switch to the last week's weekly guitar meeting. So if you are interested in Gerold Karl Hannabach guitar, you can compare these guitars. You can open one weekly in this tab and the other tab. The other weekly, you just skip all the other guitars. I mean, you know how to do it, what I'm talking about. It was also the last guitar of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. I did, definitely. And I'm very curious, what is your opinion on the sound of these guitars? Which one did you like the most? And very important, if you enjoyed this review, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you in a week.